Kiyoko now. Here's a Hunter, and he'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Albert Elise, La Pantarita! It's a Honduran connection.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Well, we are not going to waste any time. The news is accurate. It is Wilmer Cabrera has been relieved of his coaching duties for the Houston Dynamo. Moments ago, I spoke to the general manager of the Houston Dynamo, Matt Jordan. Well, Matt, just take us into today. Wilmer Cabrera being relieved of his coaching duties. How difficult of a day is this, and how did you come to the decision?
Yeah, Glenn, you know, it is a very difficult day. You know, first and foremost, we have a tremendous amount of respect and admiration for Wilmer and all of his hard work and everything he's done for our club as the head coach of the Houston Dynamo the last 2.5 years. So, you know, it is difficult, but, you know, we have to also move forward, and with change, you know, comes opportunity.
How did the decision come down? Is this a decision that you make in the hierarchy? Does this come from the owner, Gabriel Brenner? How does it happen?
Yeah, you know, anytime, you know, a decision like this is taken, you know, it's a collaborative decision, you know, and really in talking with the board, our ownership group, you know, from yesterday going into this morning, you know, the decision was taken, you know, to move in a different direction and to provide a fresh perspective to the group. You know, it doesn't make it any easier, you know, because obviously, you know, we think very highly of Wilmer and we're very appreciative of everything he's done. But, you know, now is the time, you know, to get back to work and get back in the field and prepare for our game on Saturday.
Davey Arno will be the interim coach. What are your initial thoughts here? I know this is early, but what are your initial thoughts on how a head coaching search will occur? Will Davey Arno be considered? How does it all work?
Yeah, you know, well, one, you know, we believe that Davey, you know, has a bright future as a coach. I think, you know, a few qualities that stand out and which led to the decision to put Davey into an interim head coaching role is really that, you know, Davey's an incredibly hardworking coach. He's incredibly dedicated. And most importantly, he has a growth mindset. And, you know, those are factors that we believe are really important. And you know, he's committed to the club and he's here to help in any way possible. You know, he will be in consideration for the full-time position, while we do conduct a search as well. But, you know, again, we believe Davey has a bright future. You know, I mean, he's even a coach that, you know, the U.S. Soccer Federation, you know, he's one of a handful of up-and-coming coaches, American-based coaches that are a part of a pool of coaches that will be rotating in and out with the Olympic team program. You know, so, you know, again, it's a tough day, but, you know, we also know that Davey's ready to take on and embrace the challenge.
Matt, how extensive will the coaching search be? You know, last time it was pretty much Wade Barrett, Wilmer Cabrera. How extensive will it be? How deep will you go in looking for the next person to handle this very important position?
It'll be extensive. I mean, the key is to find, you know, the right person for, you know, our club that fits within our strategic plan. You know, and obviously, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into that. You know, but one thing that's important for us, you know, is that we don't want to rush into any decision. You know, and we'll do our due diligence. We'll take our time. And we feel that we have an infrastructure and we have a staff in place that's quite capable and ready to keep this thing moving forward in a positive way.
Would this manager also have to be involved with the vision of the club and the whole youth setup? I mean, will those be part of the qualifications?
Yeah, no, look, for sure, you know, it's all about the club. You know, every decision we take in this organization, it's about the club. And, you know, it's been challenging. I mean, you know, we have a team that, you know, this, you know, we have this, the same team that, you know, had the best start in club history this year. And I'd even argue, you know, that, you know, with the moves we made in the summer transfer window, bringing Jose Bezama, who's a national team player for Chile, making, you know, what we think was a really, really, two really good trades, bringing Christian Ramirez, who's a proven goal scorer in the league, and Nico Hanson. You know, we feel that we have a good group. And I think that's what's really made it really hard over the last, you know, 2.5 months, you know, and you know, unfortunately, you know, we faced a lot of challenges, and, you know, that led to, you know, to really us being 2-11-1, you know, over the last 14 matches and 3-12-2 in all competitions. You know, and we obviously, we hit a rough patch when we hit the Gold Cup, but the reality is, Glenn, is that, you know, the challenges we faced when the Gold Cup break came, it's the exact same challenges that every other club in MLS faced, with international call-ups and injuries and so on and so forth. So, you know, what we feel is important now is to position the team and the club in a way to move forward. And to be straightforward with you, I don't think anybody believes that our record over the last couple months is a reflection of the quality of our group. And so, you know, for us, it's just now, you know, how do we move forward?
Matt, have all the players been told? I'm pretty sure they probably have.
Yes. All the players were told before there was a public, anything that came out publicly today. You know, today's a day off for them. So we had to organize a very quick call with everybody being in different locations, but we got everybody on the phone, and we were able to, you know, get everyone up to speed with everything that's going on. And it was important, you know, to get in front of that and let everyone know right away, so when they come to work tomorrow morning, you know, they're ready for a fresh start.
Matt, we appreciate you very much coming on this program this short notice here. I think it says a lot about you. We thank you very much here at ESPN 97.5 and Soccer Matters.
No, without a doubt, Glenn. And look, it's important for our fans and the soccer community here in Houston, you know, to have, you know, some background information of, you know, what led to this decision. And again, we want to reiterate, you know, we thank Wilmer, you know, so much for all of his hard work and dedication. You know, and you know, we have nothing but the deepest level of respect for him, and we sincerely wish him well moving forward. But at the same time, you know, we need to progress, and we need to get ready for a game coming up.
Matt, I just want to hit you one more question here. Do you still think you can make the playoffs? Could this be a bump that gets you in the playoffs?
We're only 6 points out right now, Glenn. You know, we're only 6 points out of the playoffs, and, you know, and we're right there. You know, we're right there. So I think, you know, we've got a good group, and we've got a good locker room, and I think it's a group that believes in one another. And so, you know, the biggest thing for us right now is we need to see progression, and we need to steadily chip away.
Matt, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye now. So there you heard it. That's as fresh as it can get. The first statement from Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan on departing a ways with Wilmer Cabrera. We want to take your phone calls now and see what you think about this. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Your thoughts on Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan's comments, departing of Wilmer Cabrera from the club. The narrative will now switch towards the signings of Jose Bezama, Christian Ramirez, Nico Hanson, and, of course, what will happen to Albert Elise and Mauro Manotas. But Wilmer Cabrera is out. Let us get your thoughts on that. 713-780-3776. One thing is for sure, Wilmer Cabrera never was able to get it done on the road. And that accumulated here. That's a problem. The extensive nature of what the search will be like for a coach should be interesting, because the last time the search was not extensive. It was either to go with basically Wade Barrett, who was the interim coach at the time, or to go with Wilmer Cabrera, who was then at the time down at Rio Grande Valley. So we'll see how that will pan out in the future. You can go back and listen to Davey Arno from about 2 weeks ago on our podcast. We will look to get him on the program very soon. Let's go to the phone lines now. Calls are coming in at 713-780-3776. This is a night where you throw out the script of your preparation and you go with what is this lead story with the Dynamo right now, which in some ways I wish happened more often, not when coaches were fired. Let's go to Mark. Mark, what do you have to say?
Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
Good. What do you have to say about the situation?
You know, it's unfortunate because, you know, Wilmer, you know, he did really good for the first, you know, season, and then, you know, the U.S. Open Cup win and all that stuff. But, I mean, like Jordan said in the interview you had earlier, you got to get results, you know. You have to win. And on all those, you know, the Gold Cup and this and that and players missing, everybody goes through the same thing. But as far as the coach search goes, I hope they shoot for the stars, man. Honestly, like, you know, shoot for the stars and land on the moon. I hope they go with that type of philosophy because, you know, you hear about all these coaches that, you know, are interested in coaching at Inter Miami. Is that obviously because of the Beckham connection, but like, why wouldn't they want to come, you know? Why couldn't we get some of those coaches to interview for Houston? You know?
Well, you heard his comments about Davey Arno. Davey Arno is a bright young coach. He will bring energy. He will bring passion. He will be good with the media. And then you can look at San Jose and simply look at Matias Almeida, what he has done with the same team and what he's elicited out of those players, what he has squeezed out of them. I look at guys like Vaco and they don't even look like the same player anymore.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's for me, my preference would be, and this is nothing against Dave, because obviously, you know, I've never seen him coach, you know, as far as a head coaching position as anything goes like that. But I would like them to bring a coach that has some pedigree, you know, somebody that would bring players in that would like to play for him, who has a style and a philosophy that, you know, that players would enjoy. Like, you know, obviously not to the height maybe of what Tata did with Atlanta, but, you know, but you can see the way those players played and they love playing for him and all this other stuff, you know, and how much they respected him, you know, for everything that he's done.
Yep. Thank you, Mark. We appreciate the phone call. We appreciate your opinion. Let's go to Luis. And before we get to Luis, just a reminder here, you know, if you look at the recent Dynamo games, were the players lost by Wilmer Cabrera? Did he lose the team? 713-780-3776. The Dynamo are 2-11-1 in their last 14 games. And in three seasons in MLS under Wilmer Cabrera, 32-39-22. Let's go to Luis. Luis, what do you have to say?
Hey, my man, how's it going?
Very good. How are you?
Well, good, man. Oh, man, just to me, it's simple, man. The coach, Mr. Wilmer, he was good, man. But I think as the players, man, we need more talent. We need a little bit more talent. We need to take it to the next level. I know being in the city of Houston, we are a big soccer city, man. But I guess because we don't have that European or, I guess, ex-Mexican player playing in the league with us in our team. And we need a franchise player, man. We need something better than what we have.
Well, listen, one thing we know for sure, Wilmer Cabrera is not on the field kicking a ball. Okay, Wilmer Cabrera is not on the field allowing Elliott of the Philadelphia Union to react quicker than everybody else. So there is accountability in other areas as well. The unfortunate thing is the coach will get fired. That's the way it goes. Look, the Dynamo organization hired him. That's what happens in professional sports. Accountability, I liked in what Matt Jordan had to say. But, you know, players have accountability here, too. The organization does. Everybody does. That's professional sports. This is big boy business. 713-780-3776. What do you have to say with Wilmer Cabrera now out at the Houston Dynamo? We'll take your opinions on it. Where do you see the Dynamo going in the future? Davey Arno, let me tell you, he is a passionate, energetic coach, a guy that has worked hard at becoming a coach. There is no question. I'm a big fan of his because I've known him for many, many years. I've watched what he's done in Major League Soccer to carve out his career. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776, the number. Do you expect this news here today? We'll continue to take phone calls. It's kind of interesting to wrap your arms around this. Did you think the Dynamo organization was going to make a move like this? What we have on the show is we'll continue to take your calls on this subject. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with more of that. We're going to discuss a number of other things on the program. Second hour, we'll dig into some Premier League stuff. But right now, it's your opportunity to talk about the Houston Dynamo, the direction in the future, where you think the Dynamo should go coaching-wise, where you should think they go as a franchise. Because this is more than just a coach. But the coaches, in the end, are the ones who ultimately have their head on the chopping block. We'll take more of your calls. 713-780-3776. Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5, presented by John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. Going to work 24-7 for you. John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, are our presenting sponsors. You can call them at 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. They'll have you covered. Car accident, motorcycle, industrial, construction. DaspitLaw.com. Still time to sign up for the Houston Soccer Community Dinner. We got a list of superstars coming to this. This is going to be an uplifting night Friday. Go to Facebook, Soccer Matters. You get over there and sign up. Come down. It's going to be a great night. Tom Clare, the legendary, going to be spearheading this event. You come down there. Kevin Kline is going to be there also. One of the top country music hosts in this city. So we'll take a break. Take your phone call, 713-780-3776.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Glenn Davis.
Nice ball from Beasley. Shot, it's all tied up. What a hit from Ramirez. The Dynamo get a wide game, and Christian Ramirez, in his first start on his debut, has tied things up for the Dynamo.
Yeah, it was a great team goal. It started out with a great build-up from the back, and Beasley played a pretty good ball into me, and I was able to finish it. It's pretty cool to be getting an assist from a guy you've looked at his whole career and the resume that he's got, so you can mark that off the checkbox of things to do.
Well, little did Christian Ramirez know he was going to play only one game under Wilmer Cabrera. We are getting a whole bunch of social media reaction here at Glenn Davis Sock and at Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. We're taking your phone call, 713-780-3776. That was Christian Ramirez, just recently signed. So the Dynamo debuted all their new signings in the transfer window. Jose Bezama, Christian Ramirez, and Nico Hansen in a losing cause to the Philadelphia Union 2-1. Let's get your thoughts. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Fifth manager in Major League Soccer fired this year. That tells you something about the increased pressure on managers in this league, despite the fact that 14 out of 24 teams make the playoffs. There is a lot of stuff coming in here, and believe me, this is not only aimed at Wilmer Cabrera. It's aimed at a number of different people. Jonathan says, with our wage bill, Cabrera did a decent job. We saw entertaining soccer. He won a cup and never complained. Who will do a significantly better job to the end of the season? 713-780-3776. Well, two things here. Wilmer Cabrera never won on the road. You got to win on the road to get in the playoffs. Did not win on the road. Year number one, it was all based on the home points and home record. That is not going to happen year after year. And yes, I agree. We did have some very entertaining soccer when Kyoto and Elise were opening things up. We got an element of team speed here with those signings that we had not seen in a long time, which we needed. The team was pedestrian prior to that. Last year, I don't think the Houston Dynamo, just my humble opinion, did enough in the offseason. I think Matias Vera. I think Kiki Struna. Those were guys that should have been brought in here in 2018. We waited a whole year. I think we sat on it thinking that, well, look, we got to the Western Conference Final with this team, and we can do the same thing the following year. You had guys that had older shelf lives, like Adolfo Machado, like Leonardo. You couldn't expect them to do another season like they had before. And that led to a lot of other things. So, do I agree with Jonathan where he says we saw entertaining soccer? Yes, especially at home. I think we did. Who's going to do a significantly better job to end the season? Well, that's going to be on Davey Arno to try and get a bump. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. Wilmer Cabrera's totals on the road, and this really tells you, 5-29-12. It's not going to cut it. You have to win on the road. JP, what do you have to say?
Yeah, just a few things on Wilmer. I think at the end of the day, it does fall on him. You know, the team has shown that they're capable. They won the U.S. Open Cup last year. They started off the season pretty strong this year, arguably one of the best teams in the league. And Ellis was on fire. You know, you can make a case that he was one of the top players. And the reality is, it's Wilmer's job to get the best out of the players, and he's just not doing that.
Those are fair points. Those are fair points. But you know, after the Gold Cup, if you listen to this show regularly, I said, this is where we're going to find out how good the Dynamo are. We all got seduced by a home record where a bunch of points were accumulated. You have an older team in certain areas of the team, okay, that had enough time to recover. The Dynamo did the business getting the 26 points or the 23 points with all the home games. But we all saw this coming. This is a carbon copy of last year, this downward spiral. It's a carbon copy of emotional control lost. This is an absolute carbon copy. If your head is in the sand, your head's in the sand. But we have to be honest here. It's time for us to be accountable around this professional soccer team as fans, as commentators, as media down here. And this has to happen. 713-780-3776. Thank you, JP. And yes, the coach is ultimately the one on the chopping block. Jeff, what do you have to say?
Hey, Glenn, good evening. How are you?
Good, sir.
Good. I have kind of mixed emotions about this firing. I think that ultimately, in my mind, the string of recent losses, including the losses at home, the late goals that were conceded, and, you know, ultimately, I'm sitting here saying, you know, there's coming a point where he's not going to be here anymore. What finally threw me over the curve is when Minor Figueroa the other night, who was on a yellow card accumulation, gets a stupid yellow card for dissent, or unsportsmanlike conduct, is now going to miss the next game. The fact that the lack of control that this team exhibited was ultimately, in my mind, what finally sealed his fate.
Okay, so let me stop you right there, and you're bringing up a great point. Emotional control, same thing that happened last year, right? Remember that? We all got crazy about the Philadelphia loss. We spent a month complaining and moaning about referees. You can't do that in this game. You can't do that in this league. You have to control what you can control. Okay, so those guys that got yellow cards, Albert Delis, silly red card. Ramel Kyoto, silly red card. But you have to say, the culture around the team, why has that happened repeatedly? It means in the end, Wilmer was never able to control those guys.
Yeah, that's exactly my point. And like I said, the tipping point for me was the Figueroa one, which is like, this has got to end. It doesn't make any sense anymore.
Yeah, it was hard for me to understand because I'm not down to training. So we didn't have access to training. So, you know, we can only go by hearsay and basically what we see in games, and we have to speculate a lot. So that's another thing that might change under Davey Arno.
Yeah, and that's a problem in itself. But, you know, the one thing that I do have a little bit of concern
about. Okay, quickly, Jeff, because we got a full board here, and I want to give everybody a shot. Go for it.
Yeah, I was going to say structurally, when you look at the Dynamo, the way that they've organized themselves, where they're not spending money on proven international talent. They're not bringing people up to their academy. And they're relying on young players that they have to develop. And supposedly, Wilmer Cabrera was here to develop players. So now Wilmer Cabrera is not here anymore. What does that mean for the overall, strategic structure, if you will, or plan for the Dynamo going forward?
Yeah, well, I asked Matt Jordan about that. If the next coach has to have a vision along those lines, he said yes. That is also, I think it all has to be sewn together so that it's very clear and concise to the fan base. Thank you very much for that phone call. Jeff, let's go to George. George, what do you have?
Hey, George. Great. I'm George. Glenn.
Yes.
You're Glenn. I'm George.
Yes, George.
Great show. Unfortunate news, I guess, coming from the Dynamo, but quite expected, I guess. And I think that's something that they probably should have done a little bit long time ago. But my take on it is this the time where they go cheap again and going to try to hire from within and not spend any money? Nothing against David Arnott. But,
well, did you hear the interview with Matt Jordan? He addressed that. I asked him that question, and I said, how extensive will the search be? It wasn't that extensive the last time because it was basically between Wade Barrett and Wilmer Cabrera. How extensive will it be? And as much as Matt Jordan had a lot of good things to say about Davey Arnault, he said the search would be extensive.
Well, and let me ask you something else. I mean, you made a good point about no access to practices, which it's one thing that just such an iron curtain approach to a team that's honestly, what are you hiding? I mean, you're not exactly setting the world on fire with innovation or anything. Why would you not allow the press to sort of attend those practices? But, you know, it's time for them to act more professional. I think that the whole, say what you will about the days and the years of Dom Kinnear, but there was an air of professionalism, albeit dated at this point, but everybody went about it. They all did the same thing.
100% in the early years. I think that began to fray in the final years of Dom.
Agreed.
But 100% in the early years, and you had a group of men on that team. Those guys were servants to the community. They connected. They got out there. It was wonderful, and I don't know how that lesson got lost. It boggles my mind that the lesson of the personal touch is much more powerful than anything you can do on social media. The personal touch,
and
getting your players in the community. We have no question. We have to do that now as a franchise. We're not the NBA. We're not the NFL. People aren't flocking to our games. We have to get people out in the public, and that means putting your boots on. And I'm sorry, but we got to get on the ground floor with everybody.
And I also want to make the point that, you know, you can blame the coach ultimately, as it's always the case in professional soccer. But I hope the fans understand it goes a little bit deeper than that. And I'm hoping that Dynamo is always listening to your show and they take this as constructive criticism. But you brought up a good point, and that's not going to happen overnight. You need to use folks that are just, they have a connection with Houston. Bringing people from Cleveland or wherever the hell they come from, they're just not going to connect with the Houston. It's just, we are a different city, and they need to understand that. And when you do this year after year and you drop the ball on community service, on reaching out, and your ticket sales and your, season tickets now have been half to, 6,000. The problem is, there are bigger problems than that. I get it. The project on the field is sorry, but one could argue that the home games have been entertaining. But to me, it goes a little bit deeper than that. I think some of these guys need to look in the mirror and think, hey, man, are we here to just get paid and just, you know, clock in and just go home? Or are we actually taking pride in working for the Houston Dynamo and the two titles that they've won in 2005 and 2006 or whatever the heck they won them? Because it's like such a long time ago.
George, finish your point up because we got a full board here, but I like what you're saying. Finish your point up.
All right. That's my point. That's it. I'll let you go to other folks.
We appreciate that phone call. Thank you for weighing in here tonight. We're going to keep this rolling. Stimpson, you are up next.
Hello?
Yeah, is this Stimpson?
Yes.
Yes, you're up.
Hi, Glenn. It's good to talk with you again. Look, the overwhelming elephant in this room in the whole city of Houston is that the Rockets have made humongous strides to be relevant. Everyone knows that. The Astros have done that. They've won a title for the city. The Dynamo are still I don't know what reality they're in, because the fact of the matter is, in a world where we have a team in Cincinnati, a team about to kick off in Austin, Miami, Minnesota, Atlanta, the Dynamo, the fourth largest city in the country, the most diverse city in the country, is not spending anything on their team. And the attendance reflects that. They're trying to get a World Cup site to be in Houston. The people who are monitoring this look at the numbers. They think, why? You're not even winning anything, and people don't want you to win anything because they're not showing up at the game. So when you spend your money on a subpar Honduran and a coach that is not very ambitious and a front office that is anything but ambitious and doesn't care. They have eggheads in the marketing team that try to get these super expensive deals to get fans coming in. They're not coming in. I mean, what do you expect other than to lose five games in a row and have a tradition of losing in the 92nd minute every time, you know?
Stempson, we thank you for the phone call. I want to keep it moving on. I appreciate that. I would argue a little bit with Stempson over Albert the Lease, because I think there's a few people that would like Albert the Lease and Mauro Minotas and a few of them. Thank you, Stempson, for the phone call. Let's go to Jose. Jose. Jose, you're on the air.
Yes, but I wanted to comment on the firing. As a season ticket holder, I want to wish him the very best. He did bring some entertaining soccer. There'd be like, you know, home game after home game after home game where we'd be raising canes, you know? And it was entertaining to watch. But, I mean, this is, like you said, this is just like last year. Like, we're going down and we, like, miss. And I feel like a lot of that has to do with the mentality, you know? You show your, like, true mentality away from home, and, I mean, that's what's been getting the team lately, the mentality, and I feel like that's part of the downward spiral of the team. But, I mean, I really enjoyed that Open Cup win last year. It was amazing, amazing, amazing. But the thing about Wilmer in his games is that he never really had like a plan B. Like, you would see us down in the game and it was just the same thing over and over, just crosses into the box, and sometimes it would just never work, you know. And but I mean, I think I would have done this or made this decision at the end of the season. You know, we barely had Bizama, Christian Ramirez, and Hansen. We barely had them.
He had them for one game. Jose, thank you for the call. I want to keep it going because there's a lot of people queuing up here. Great call. You are a passionate fan. I thank you for that. The one thing we're learning here is that these are passionate fans. 713-780-3776. Let's go to Logan. Logan, what do you have to say, Logan?
I just wanted to say that I feel like when people are saying that we need to get rid of everything and blow it all up, that's wrong, because we have very talented players on the roster, and I think it comes down to management and ownership, because ownership's not willing to put out the money to get a coach from outside the league, because the past two coaches we've had have come from inside the organization. I feel like we need to branch out and get somebody with much more experience, I guess. And I feel like the additions of the new, like Christian Ramirez, Hansen, and Bizama are also very, very good.
Now, let me just stop you there, Logan. If Albert DeLise and Mauro Minotas goes, or Mauro Minotas goes, do those moves still look as good to you? Because apparently there's a $7 million offer on the table from Cruz Azul for Mauro Minotas. That's a lot of money. That's big return on a guy. If he leaves, does that slow down the building of a team, or is that just good business? And does that make the Christian Ramirez trade look different?
Well, it depends on to me, it depends on age. How old is Christian Ramirez and how old is Albert Solis? or how old is Mauro Munoz?
Ramirez is 26, 27. Albert is a couple years younger than him.
I think that's a good switch because of, I mean, Albert Luis has gotten I just saw he got a red card last week or something.
He did. And so did Ramel Quioto. All right, Logan, I'm going to move it on because we got more callers. I appreciate it. And you are right. The team is a little bit different now. So what we do know is this. They went into a 4-4-2, right, with Christian Ramirez. If Christian Ramirez is here, he's got to be the point target man. And Manotas' role changes. Manotas now has to play off him as a false nine. It's very different. It's very different when Quioto and Elise aren't here. The Dynamo have been in four or five different systems all year long. 4-4-1-1 on the road. 4-4-2 in the last game. 4-3-3. 4-2-3-1. They've been all over the place system-wise because there was so much dependency on the wide men and Albert Elise and Ramel Quioto. Let's go to Felipe. Felipe, what do you have to say? Felipe.
Hey, Glenn. How are you?
Good, sir.
All right, so I disagree with a couple of people that just called in.
Mm-hmm.
I think Wilmer Cabrera is actually a pretty good, tactical. He has some pretty good tactics and stuff like that. The only thing that I have an issue with is when you see Albert Elise getting a red card, 5 minutes in Atlanta, Ramel Quioto getting sent off for a stupid challenge in New York.
Yes.
I think it's just fixing the mentality right there. It just needs to be a little better right there. And, I don't know. You see Mike Pecky Mike Pecky just got released by Real. Maybe want to see Houston, see if he can negotiate with them or something like that. Because Mike Pecky's a great guy, but I don't know. He said some stuff that was pretty inexcusable. But I don't know.
Well, let me just address what you just said. There is player accountability in this too. Okay. The only thing is the player does it. It's easier to fire a coach than it is a whole team. There have been a lot of guys from player performance perspective that have let this team down. Those incidents you're talking about, losing emotional control, that is a letdown, okay? And you put your teammates in bad positions here. So there is a lot of player accountability to go here around. I don't think there's any question, and you can't. You can't just go 100% in on Wilmer Cabrera on this because he's not out there kicking a ball. He's not out there getting sent off. He's not out there losing his head, okay? So, but he is part of creating a culture. And if guys are going outside of that culture, which is what we saw defined with the early Dynamo teams, there is a problem. The Stones are going to take us to a break here.
I agree with you.
I got a rock and roll here into the break with the Rolling Stones. We're going to come back with more. General Manager Matt Jordan did address this on the show here tonight, 11 a.m. Wednesday. He's going to address the media. Head over to Facebook Soccer Matters. What changes do you want to see outside of a coach? What changes would you make? You play the coach, you play the GM. One thing we're feeling here is there is passion for this team. There is passion for the sport in Houston. And that's why tonight has been good so far. 713-780-3776. We'll take more of your phone calls. 713-780-3776. Need a bit of love to keep us happy.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Emilio says Cabrera was just a scapegoat for the front office. He didn't have much to work with. I hope he finds success elsewhere with a better organization. Not only is Tri-Eagle Energy bringing the energy on Houston Dynamo game days, they're giving Houstonians the power to win free electricity for an entire year. If you want to learn more, text POWER, P-O-W-E-R, to 77177. Sign up for any Power to Win electricity plan and receive 2 Dynamo game tickets, 2 shirts. Automatically, you're enrolled to enter free electricity for a year. Each time the Dynamo win a home game, Tri-Eagle Energy will draw a lucky fan or customer to win a free year of electricity. Again, you can also enter to win by texting POWER, P-O-W-E-R, to 77177. Visit TriEagleEnergy.com to learn more. PUCT hashtag 10064. The show is brought to you by John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. Again, they'll work for you 24/7 nights and weekends. Also, Cube 57 is our where you can catch Houston Dynamo games. We'll have the coverage of the Dynamo Colorado this weekend. So this will be the first game for the interim coach, Davey Arno. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here. The big news today, Wilmer Cabrera relieved of his duties as the head coach of the Houston Dynamo. We're getting all kinds of people weighing in. Let's go to the phone lines to Sam. Sam, what do you have to say?
Hey, Glenn, first of all, thanks for the opportunity. As a Dynamo fan, I really appreciate what you have done, you and several other media here in the city for our club. And I'll be real quick because I know there's a lot of people trying to rant and, you know, tell everything. Essentially, what I think that has lacked for our club is that we need to find the orientation of the Houston Dynamo, meaning that if we're a selling club that signs bargain players and then do exciting runs and, you know, can touch almost the glory, or if the club is going to be invested in academies, what I understand is that maybe the ownership is not willing or is unable to spend a lot of money in the players, into big name players, and I totally understand. However, sometimes we don't know exactly what to expect. That's for one. About what has happened the last 5 years at least, everyone is at fault. I mean, in this case, Wilmer was mostly a great coach, but tactics at times, many times, were less than great. And then most of the times our players also lack passion to win, lack passion to fight. They may not see the people supporting enough, and that's maybe not encouraging to them. And that's part of the fault that we have as aficionados, as we call it in Spanish. Also, the ownership needs to see what to do to bring more people to the stadium. I feel that, well, I'm Latino, and, you know, there's a lot of possibilities to bring a lot of Latino people to the stadium, a lot of ways to do it in the city that are not being used. And that's it. And I wish we could know definitely if next season we're going to have Davey on the reins or if we're going to have another coach. So that was it. Thanks,
Sam, let me just ask you real quick. I want to follow up one question with you. What would get more Hispanic fans out to the stadium?
Listen, I'm not sure if I can say names and if I can name names of places, but there is very big supermarket that attracts a lot.
You can say whatever you want on here, because maybe we'll make them sponsors of the show, Sam, and then we'll give you a cut. Okay.
All right, perfect. So essentially, for example, there is this market, La Michoacana or Fiesta. There's a lot of Latinos that get there. We can, or the club can get creative and, for example, make a campaign that we can be the second club in their heart. For example, I'm a diehard Tigres fan in Mexico. I'm a diehard FAS supporter in El Salvador, my home country.
Yes.
But I'm also a diehard Dynamo fan, and I'm very sure that if we can provide some excitement, quality product to the Latino people, say, for example, Tigres plays against Dynamo, they're going to support Tigres, but there's going to be people supporting America or Cruz Azul or Olimpia from Honduras, but they are going to be supporting the Dynamo. You know, the club can get creative with the Latino community.
Let me ask you something on this point, because there was a prevailing thought before, and this even came out of the Dynamo organization in the past, from people that are no longer with the organization. And there was this whole thought that you can't get the Hispanic fan that's so rooted to their teams. And I never agreed with that. And I think that's absolutely insane to think like that in this city.
You can get Hispanics. You can get Middle Easterns. You can get a lot of people from different cultures that are passionate about
the
team,
African community. You know, how about the African community? The Indian community loves the sport.
Exactly.
The Asian community.
Listen, Glenn, as a Dynamo fan, everywhere that I have worked, every circle that I go with my friends, and every new friends that I do, people that come over either from my home country, El Salvador, or friends that come outside of the city, one of the things that I tell them to do, or one of the things that we do, is go into the BBVA stadium. And you know, bring him to the Dynamo game, trying to expand that Dynamo passion, or at least passion for the game. There are a lot of opportunities, and we can get creative.
Okay, Sam, I love this. I want you to call back into the show next week. I got to get up to a break here. Logan,
sorry,
Rob,
so sorry.
Ace,
for the opportunity.
You hang in there. We want to keep talking to people about this. We'll take a break. It is a John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm break.